U.S. border authorities arrested 210,000 migrants attempting to cross the border with Mexico in March. It was the highest monthly total in two decades and underscoring challenges in the coming months for U.S. President Joe Biden. The March total is a 24% increase from the same month a year earlier, when 169,000 migrants were picked up at the border. It was the start of a rise in migration that left thousands of unaccompanied children stuck in crowded border patrol stations for days while they awaited placement in overwhelmed government-run shelters. Biden, a Democrat who took office in January 2021, pledged to reverse many of the hardline immigration policies of his Republican predecessor, former President Donald Trump. But he has struggled both operationally and politically with high numbers of attempted crossings. Somalia's newly elected parliament convened for the first time on Saturday, bringing the war-ravaged nation a step closer to completing the drawn-out process of appointing a new president. Elections in Somalia follow a complex indirect model whereby state legislatures and clan delegates pick lawmakers for the national parliament to, in turn, choose the president. Nearly 300 lawmakers were sworn in on Thursday, already more than a year behind schedule, after a chaotic voting process that has been undermined by deadly violence and a power struggle between the current president and the prime minister. Saturday's parliamentary session set the ball rolling for the election of speakers for the lower and upper houses before they sit to choose the new president. Recapping our top story of the hour, Russia renewed airstrikes on Kyiv on Saturday as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that peace talks with Moscow will be scrapped if the last Ukrainian troops in the besieged port city of Mariupol are killed. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.